Welcome to the NTV 360 podcast. We've got a couple of special guests with us here today that we're so excited to be able to talk to. And I'm going to start off with Tommy. You've got quite a bit of history in your community, and this is going to be an ultimate fit for you here. But tell us a little bit about your background and what made you so interested in this.
Yeah, my name is Tommy Jorgensen. I'm from Boise, Idaho. And my whole time that I've spent in Boise over the past 20 plus years has been at some type of lending capacity, and most recently in the commercial space. And so I spent a lot of time and energy assisting businesses to obtain their financing to help them achieve their goals and their dreams. And I just thought, you know, I think it's time that I get to do the same thing. And I have always had an entrepreneurial spirit. And so this has been, NTV 360 has been an incredible onboarding experience, and really looking forward to the good that I can go do in the community.
Well, I think that's always the right mentality to come into this. And I think that's going to take you pretty far, right? As we've been talking over the last couple of days, being able to provide that value to your community and then having that mentality of that being important to you, we've seen be one of the most successful metrics in this industry.
Sure.
So we're really excited to hear more about that. We're going to dive into it with you. But Zach, if you want to introduce yourself as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So my name is Zach Cash. I also live in Boise, Idaho. I am a franchise consultant. So my background is ultimately helping people kind of escape their 9-to-5 W-2s and take control of their own entrepreneurial success. And well, that's how I actually stumbled across NTV 360 and felt like this would be a really good opportunity, not only for myself and Tommy, but also for many others.
Well, it's not every day we get a broker in here who's also going to be doing the business as well. So I think you're really going to give us a very unique perspective on this as well. So let's talk a little bit about that. I mean, given your background selling other franchises, what common red flags have you seen that you typically try to get your clients to avoid that didn't really trigger for you when you were looking at 360?
You know, I think one of the most challenging parts for potential franchisees is ultimately the marketing support that they get from the franchisors. That's where, whenever it comes to most franchises, they tend to struggle just because they don't have that outreach. They're not reaching the clients who are actually consuming their product. So that's where I think NTV, you know, that is the backbone of NTV, right? So I think that's one of the number one things that attracted me to it, just because not only would it be great for a natural franchise, but also be able to help other franchisees with their outreach.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And Donnie, what about you? I mean, what really piqued your interest the most when you saw this opportunity?
Well, I was shopping around for a franchise. So I knew that's the direction that I wanted to go. And then obviously having Zach as a resource was tremendous help. I was about to pull the trigger on a different franchise, and Zach threw this little curveball at me at the last minute, and he said, hey, listen, you got to listen. And honestly, some of the words that really stood out to me were, it wasn't so much the initial cost, which is fantastic, that, you know, it wasn't, there's a lot of positives, but it was the ongoing support that NTV 360 provided. And that's what was appealing to me as someone who's, I've never owned my own business. I've been a part owner of a business, but I've never really ran a business. And so knowing that I was going to get that constant support afterwards really propelled me to saying, okay, I think, plus it was a really good business model, right? But in addition to that, it was the ongoing support.
Well, that's awesome. I know we've definitely heard that quite a bit just in this industry about that access to that support, the level that we're able to provide. It's something that we heavily focus on, because I think what differentiates somebody from starting a franchise versus starting on their own? And at the end of the day, it just keeps coming back to that same concept of, well, how are you going to be able to help support and help you grow and give me the resources that I can't just go find on my own, the systems, the training, the ability to have access to these things and at a higher level. And we love just hearing that from people, especially as they get in here into the office. That is one of the most exciting things that we hear. It's like, hey, I really appreciate and see the structure of support, because we put a lot of effort into it. And obviously, Quinn's entire team over there and our team, we even have dedicated staff within the digital marketing service that's just there for support, because I think that means the world of difference between just your average everyday business and a franchise.
Yeah, and I think in addition to that, one of the things that I've learned over the past couple of days is I can be, I'm also, as a franchisee, I'm going to be a customer of yours, right? So you're going to help my business the same way that I'm going to go around and be able to help other businesses. So I'm going to be able to see that from my own personal experience, and that's going to really help me out in the field.
And, you know, were there any early hesitations or tough questions that you had before deciding to buy in? What kind of helped you get across that finish line? Obviously, besides Zach's excellent.
Yeah. So Zach and I, we vetted the business together, and I think we had some, we did end up having a few questions. Maybe Zach, I'll let you answer that question as to what some of questions from your point of view as a broker who vets different
businesses. So that's something that I do with candidates is I sit down and we essentially vet a business through and through. We figure out, look, what's going to be your ongoing support, which Tommy touched on, and that's one of the number one things. The other thing that we look at is what are we getting for what we're paying for, right? And what does that relationship and that dynamic look like between the franchisee and the franchisor? And ultimately trying to identify something that is going to be more of a symbiotic relationship. NTV checked those boxes, and we went through, like, with our questioning. Ultimately, we asked all the questions that kind of fit what our needs were. And, you know, we could go into each individual question, given trying to recount the hundreds of questions that we did have for you guys. We would be here all day doing that. But ultimately, he kind of touched on the main thing, which is just ongoing support. What do we get for what we're paying for? And I think you guys did a very, very good job in identifying that.
Thank you. I know they work really hard, you know, Patrick and the whole team, on just trying to make sure that it's as easy of a decision process for you guys. I mean, that's always difficult, right? Is how do we make sure that you understand the value of what it is we're bringing to the table? Because there's a lot of people out there pitching their services, the different industries that are out there, and making sure that's available for you and that you're comfortable with it. I think trust is a huge part. As you say, it's a symbiotic relationship. At the end of the day, if you guys don't feel comfortable and supported moving forward, and nobody's going to start to grow. And
right.
So we really appreciate that you guys at least recognize that. It kind of leads into my next question here, but you've completed your in-person training. You know, what was that experience like? And what were some valuable takeaways you got out of just coming out here and meeting the team?
Well, first of all, the presentation and the training was really well structured. A lot of material. And I think I coined the phrase, instead of drinking from a fire hose, I was drinking from a Kool-Aid hose. Because I really was drinking the Kool-Aid. And every topic, everything in the training material that we went over, it triggered a lot of thoughts as to what I wanted to go back to Boise, Idaho and do. And you guys allowed me to maybe steer away from the topic ever so slightly to discuss those. And so you're really open about addressing any questions that we had. And we certainly did have a lot of questions. But again, I think ultimately we all wanted the same thing. We want the same thing. And so it was a good discussion.
Well, that's good. And how about you, Zach?
You know, the training was probably one of the most thorough trainings I've ever seen for franchisees. And I mean that not, you know, I don't necessarily want to display my favoritism across the board here. However, I was pleasantly surprised. I think it was almost like we've been consistently just overwhelmed in a good way, because whenever we initially even looked at this, we didn't even realize all the different verticals that NTD 360 offers. And I think that was one of the most captivating things, even from our initial call to let us know what to expect for training, to the point where we were giddy just thinking, like, goodness, what are we going to get into? Just an overview got us excited. Then once we got into it and got to see the nitty gritty, it was just, it's mind-boggling. So we're very excited. I think that ongoing, there's going to be a lot more training that we're going to have to take into, because there's a lot more than meets the eye with us. I think that the foundation is a solid foundation. It's simple. However, everything that's built onto that, there's a lot of moving parts, and it takes time to perfect that. However, I think that it is a complete system. So
it's awesome to hear.
Yep.
I know we always lay out a structure, and as you said, Tommy, it pivots throughout the entire training of just what's important and how to make sure that that story is told. And as you saw, you know, you build that base foundation. But what's so unique about this opportunity with NTV 360 is how many new strategies you can get involved, how many different places that you can take this. It's not just one simple, you know, I'm going to go and make a table and sell a table kind of thing, right?
Right.
It lets you be creative. It lets you get out there and kind of flex those salesmanship, but also relationships that you've maximized and valued. So it's always so much fun because the training never looks the same twice, right? There's always a structure, but you know, we get to pull out different pieces of what make you unique and how it's going to work in your specific area. And it's been so much fun doing that with you guys for the last 2 days.
That's great.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Well, beyond the training itself, you know, what was your overall impression of being at NTB 360's headquarters office, just kind of the energy and the experience of being here outside of the training?
Certainly, not to sound too cliche, but really a family atmosphere. I think that one of the biggest takeaways for me is that this is a company that values family, values being in your community, being part of your community, and being a contributor to other people's success and what their goals are. And this is certainly the right vehicle that I could personally choose in order to help me accomplish those things.
That's awesome. I know me and you have had quite a few conversations about that. I think that's really what drives us a little bit further sometimes. It's having a purpose or just an identity in what it is that we can provide. And I think that core value of us being able to help small to medium-sized businesses throughout the entire country, but also help you in your mission to do so as well.
Yeah.
We have a lot of cohesion there.
Absolutely. You know, as I mentioned earlier on, my job kind of stopped once I helped them obtain the capital that they needed, right? Help them get that financing, and my job stopped. And sure, I'd like to keep in touch and check up on them. But this, I love that this is like a journey that we can do together, and I get to be a resource for them to help them continually grow and see success. And again, every time we help one of those small businesses, you know, they're helping their employees and their families, and it really just makes the community a better place. And when you see a business that's contributing to the community thrive.
And that's, you know, funny. I always love looking at it from that perspective because, I mean, one of the best conversations I think I've ever had is with some of these clients where, you know, there's a difference that was actually made based off of our value that was, you know, when you're dealing with some of these massive corporations in some of these areas, like, oh, they missed their quarterly statement, right? But when we're talking with some of these businesses, it's literally the difference of the healthcare they can provide to their family or, you know, a vacation they get to go on this year. And it's so cool to have a hand in that. And I think that just fills everybody here with energy when we hear those types of things. So we always love just getting, you know, any sort of positive feedback. It fuels that team. And I can't tell you how many times we've been out there and gotten one of those calls and we're just running around being like, you know, they're going to here with their family. And we were able to have a metric that matters outside of just, you know, the quarterly reports and the P&L statement. So, I'm glad you've been able to find a cohesion with that message. And I think that's going to take you just as far as any other metric of the hard work or the time that you've built in your community. I think that really is going to find this is a perfect vehicle to take you into those long-term relationships where you're no longer just having a kind of a conversation to the point of that piece where you're able to help, but now you're continuously helping the month to month. And that's so much fun because you get to be a cornerstone of your community, right? You get to go to your chamber and people know that you're there to genuinely help and provide those. And that's going to do wonders throughout the business as well, because those referrals, as we were talking about earlier, it's a gold mine to be able to stay within that community and be able to continue to move from relationship to relationship. And the only way that's possible is to truly and genuinely care about their success as well.
Absolutely.
And so for you, Zach, I mean, how was your experience in the office?
You know, one of the first things that stood out to me was whenever we walked in and we saw your floor, it's an open concept floor. It's open collaboration. You guys don't have walls and cubicles blocking one from another. And I think that's a good representation of the relationship that we have with you guys as franchisees, but also the relationship that we're looking to build within our communities with our clientele. And I think that's something that stood out to me because it all starts with you guys, right? Everything goes downstream. And seeing that from the first day that we walked in, that was extremely reassuring.
Well, I know we probably talked about another podcast, the importance we put here in the culture, right?
Right.
I think it is one of the the biggest focuses that we have on like a weekly, monthly basis, and we have these meetings, it's just how do we make sure that we create that environment? Because as you said, like it rolls downhill, right? If you're sitting there communicating and you're just getting negativity, or you're getting you someone that's just doesn't genuinely care about the mission that we have here, that's felt, and it feels all the way through your organization, all the way out into those areas. And so being able to focus on making sure that we have that openness and that teamwork and that camaraderie, you know, that's one of the biggest things we focus on. Is there's never a time where someone's saying, oh, that's your problem, or that's your responsibility, or, oh, no, I've just put in enough time today into these things. It's more of, there is a purpose here to what it is that we're doing, and that so affects what you guys are doing out there. So it becomes such a huge focus of everything we do. I mean, even down to the way we design the office, right? It's just how do we collaborate? How do we have that energy and feel for each other?
Right.
So it's so cool that that's one of the things that you mentioned right off the bat, because I can't tell you how many times I've moved those desks to rearrange this office. I wanted to go into the next piece, which I think is probably going to focus a little bit more with you here, just from like a broker perspective, right? What do you think most entrepreneurs overlook when they're evaluating a franchise or a business owner?
You know, that's a very good question. I think it depends on the person. So you have some people that are very analytical. Sometimes they overlook the nature of the business. They're not necessarily focused in on what that business is accomplishing. And then you have other people who kind of get sold on the idea of what they can do potentially. However, maybe they don't have the numbers to necessarily back that. So I think that's where NTV360 kind of came in a shining position, because they checked both of those boxes. So it's profit with purpose. So ultimately, it's a profitable endeavor, but also has a really great purpose and a good delivery for that.
Well, it's awesome. Obviously, profit is a major cornerstone of everything we're focusing on
sure.
for you guys here. And we structure that in a way to ensure that there's, you know, profitability across every stage, mm-hmm. but there's also a purpose behind this, like you said. And it's, you know, we've got a lot of P alliterations in the office, so, you know, the purpose and everything that goes into that. And it's so cool you guys to recognize these things. I mean, obviously, we didn't practice any of this beforehand. This is almost coming off the cuff. So it's always good to almost hear this reverberation of values that is, it's visible. That means it doesn't mean that I had to write that on the wall before we got here. It's something that you guys can just see. And that means a lot to us, you know, and just even with the energy you guys have provided for the staff while you were here, it's exciting. They love and feed off of the new energy of you guys getting out there and having that mission in your area, which I think, I mean, my God, we're so excited for what you guys are going to do in your space. Everything we've gotten over the last couple of days. Many businesses struggle with customer acquisition. How does NTV360 model uniquely address that from your perspective?
Probably the best answer is that we don't really sell widgets. We don't sell a particular product to just anybody. We go in with the mindset of, you know, what are your needs? What are the things that is going to help your business be successful? And then NTV360 has built a platform where we can assist different business owners with what their unique goals and their needs. You know, maybe they've got a robust website and they really don't need any help with that. Or maybe they didn't even realize they needed to have a website and we would be able to help them with that. But ultimately we've got a bundle of different products and services that really, again, it helps with the end goal, which is to get more people into their store or buy their products or utilize their services, whatever the case may be. And what we really want to position ourselves as is the experts to help them achieve that. And again, in order to do that, we need to be good listeners. We need to be inquisitive and be curious and then really just provide the solution to what their needs are.
And that always comes back to that consultative approach that we really just hammer home. And it's not about just hitting somebody over the head with a solution. It's about finding out their unique perspective of every business has a pain point. It has an area that maybe they don't have as much expertise in or background in. And being able to ascertain that with our team and work with you guys on strategies really helps find the solution that's going to fit for them, which is always what we're looking at as we expand into new areas and new products. It's how does this fit for who we know our audience is, and how does this bundle together with everything to make it a true ecosystem of products? And I think that's what makes it really exciting as we continue to grow and continue to go into the future is, how do we make sure that we're doing right by these clients to find the solutions to their problems in a way that is genuinely going to work together with other products? Because marketing, a lot of the times, you know, especially people who haven't been in it a long time, they're just looking for one golden ticket, right? They're looking for one thing. And, you know, I was watching a podcast the other day, so I'm stealing one from another one, but of that search engine optimization, they're playing around with the term. Now it's being search everywhere optimization, right? It's like you have to be in so many places. That can be difficult for small to medium-sized businesses of just, you know, how can I wear all these hats? How can I be an expert at everything? I think it's becoming more and more important as time goes on to be on all these different channels because there's not one place where everybody's at anymore. And so being able to have a partner like you guys out there who can say, hey, it's much more affordable to utilize a team of experts rather than trying to internally keep doing this yourself. There's so much more valuable things you could be doing with your time rather than trying to learn and be an expert in everything across the board. And I think that's where it puts you guys in that unique perspective to be able to help them in a way where they couldn't achieve this in a more affordable way while also having the same level of expertise.
From my previous experience with the other business that I have, it was... the cost that is, that comes with the service and the team and the support that NTV 360 provides, it really levels the playing field for those small businesses to basically participate and utilize the same services that maybe the larger businesses take advantage of with their deep pockets.
Yeah.
But even those large companies, they're using national companies, typically national marketing companies. It was mentioned in training, you know, when you have a personalized representative here within NTV 360, that's help that you'll talk to one day and the next week you'll still talk to that same person and they understand what you're going through and what you're trying to accomplish. And there's so much value out in just that alone, not to mention the cost. And it's, I've seen some of the work that NTV 360 has done, and it's not at a discounted effort. It is certainly so professional and it looks like it's a big national company because, well, we know we are, but we don't charge as though we are.
Yeah. And you guys had the unique perspective there of actually watching, you know, Mark go through the discovery phase and things while you were out here. And that actually came up as part of one of the hesitancies that they had worked with the previous organization, where every time they called, they got a different person. It was never really somebody who was dedicated to understanding them and providing a quality piece. It was just checking boxes and just saying, hey, well, you know, here's the metrics, here's your report, give me a call, and you'll get somebody different every single time. It's just looking it up, but they don't really understand you and your business. And that's something that we always want to make sure we don't lose focus here in our organization, because of course it's more affordable and it's easier to scale if I'm just not providing the resources to sit there and have someone who's an expert with everything. And I think it's well worth the investment to focus on the relationship. And I think that's one of the key words that's part of this organization is it's relationship based. It's the strength of what NTV 360 is there's someone who lives and breathes in your community, someone that you're going to see at these local events that you can go and have a conversation with that genuinely cares whether your business is going to be successful or not, because you're also going to go tell everybody else across the street as well, right? There's real stakes at play here. And those relationships are so vital to all of this. And it's what really differentiates us from other marketing ventures out there, because I can't tell you how many times we've met with people and go, hey, they send me a remote, you know, report. Some guy in New York sends it over. I don't really know what exactly is going on. It's got 50 different line items of digits. No one's explaining anything to me, but you know, I also don't want to let go of marketing and I can't afford to do it myself. And that's where you guys get to come in and say, you know, hey, not only am I here and I'm a representation in this community, but I have a backing of a massive team that is all dedicated to your success to the point where they know your name all the way up and down the chain. And we've got someone dedicated for every service. So, and then they have an entire team that's supporting them on the back end as well. And so it allows us to truly focus and make sure that, hey, next time I call next month, I'm going to get Danny again. And she's going to know exactly what my pain points are and what we did to address them so that she can truly communicate that. And I think that's something that we always want to continue to keep focusing on as we're expanding, because as you guys can see, it makes all the difference in the world. I mean, you literally just saw it. That was one of the first things that they said during that conversation we had was, yeah, I'm just tired of this experience where I don't feel heard.
Absolutely.
And then, I mean, one of the biggest things I love about the Indoor Digital Billboard Network and this unique proposition is it's not only the value that you can provide to your communities and that special piece of something that's a little bit more unique, but it also works in the same lead gen capacity for your own business, right? So when we're talking about customer acquisition, it's really interesting that the same asset that you're building turns around and it works for you too. So it ends up bringing in the leads as you go along. I just love the dichotomy of that. So from your experience, what makes NTB360's revenue streams and profit margins particularly attractive compared to a typical brick and mortar?
The number one thing that attracted us to this is the, you mentioned the keyword brick and mortar. I think brick and mortar in many cases is great. And I think that's where there's a lot of millionaires made every day on brick and mortar franchises. And I love to sell brick and mortar franchises. However, it depends on which market you're in. And ultimately, we're in a pretty expensive market. And I think looking at the lower overhead and still having the scalability that's there was a huge selling point for us, because we looked at it and we're like, wow, so we can have pretty high average unit volumes here, but we also don't have a $7,000 a month note that we have to pay. So, you know, that was one of the big selling points for us. The other thing is low employee count. I mean, this is something that ultimately, you know, this is a franchise that can be done with one person or it can be done with 50, right? It just, ultimately there's that flexibility there, and there's not many franchises that are out there that offer a level of scalability that don't require multiple employees.
Yeah. Well, that makes perfect sense. And we try to do everything we can on the resource side to make sure that you don't have to keep adding so much cost to you over time as well. It's funny you say 7,000, because I owned a retail business and that was exactly how much my rent was just for that building, which means, you know, I basically had to do $20,000 a month just to pay my rent. You know, that doesn't even account for all the additional costs that go into it. And so that's what is so unique, I think, and you pointed out perfectly there, just the fact that your overhead is directly connected to your growth. So as you continue to grow, you can consistently scale that at a very easy pace without having to stress about that overhead coming back to haunt you. And as we talked about, building out those zones, building out that saturation, but also you're able to get advertisers and spread them across in multiple different baskets, different industries, different areas that can help you weather different storms throughout the economy, through whatever may be going on. There's always a place where you can kind of maneuver your attention to continue to keep scaling. Why do you think more traditional businesses are struggling while alternative media and local advertising is growing?
I think it's because it's become localized, the cost of advertising. And I think the target audience is one of the biggest challenges. We're starting to see increased costs across the board for pay-per-click, starting to see just, you know, meta ads. Everything's just kind of through the roof on that front. And I wouldn't necessarily say that they're reaching the right audience with that. So I think more of a localized approach leads to local exposure, to which increases lead generation. And then, of course, with lead generation comes client acquisition.
You know, actually, I did a short stint of radio ads salesman back in like 2008.
Oh, perfect background.
And, and you know, what was particularly difficult with that is it wasn't tangible. And so you had to go around and sell a vision, but without a vision. And that was the medium that they had, that in print, right? And so we're kind of in this transitioning phase of, I guess, marketing, where there's through AI and other things, there's new alternatives to advertising. But it's like there's just this confusion as to really, which direction do I go in? And kind of going back to earlier in our conversation, that's where we can position ourselves as the experts and guide them through that process and maybe steer them away from things that they don't need and steer them to things that would get them, you know, maximize their return. In addition to that, we can really we can pinpoint exactly who their clientele is, and we can kind of structure a marketing plan around acquiring those clients or customers that they are truly looking for.
Yeah.
And just the ability that we have with the technology, you know, NTB360's embraced it, they've learned it, and now they've mastered it, right? And so we can take that and really, going back to what I was saying earlier, you can take a company that doesn't have thousands and thousands of dollars, you know, a $10,000 monthly budget, you know, maybe for $500, they can maximize their return because we can really kind of capitalize with who they're trying to reach and convert them into actual clients or customers of theirs.
I love that because you hit on a couple of different points there. And one of them is just being able to truly find an avenue that works for them in a unique way. And that's what's tough as a small business owner, right? It's just you're hit with thousands of options nowadays. And some of them are the exact same thing, just said in a different phrase, right? And so instead of you just coming in saying, here's the solution for this piece, coming in and listening to them and trying to understand, working within their budget, within their confines, you have a tool that is able to market to the right people in the right area, but it's also so locally focused and based. And that's where most, and not all, of the customers of a small business really live, right? There's so many tools out there that help with these national levels, and they help with regional levels, and they're attacking thousands and hundreds of thousands of impressions for all these different areas. But at the end of the day, you have something that allows you to target the right impressions in the right area for a very affordable rate. I think that does speak to what makes it unique in that avenue. And not everybody has access to that. So, you know, there's digital marketing agencies across the country that can help you maybe with your Google account, or it can help you with the social media. But you living and breathing in that community, understanding it, but also being able to truly focus on that local community with your advertising is what allows you to stand out compared to others.
Raise a good point. When I was doing radio commercials, the only solution we had to that was to spend more money and to reach more people. If you could market to, you know, 200,000 people, hopefully 10 of them would come back to you. Now, we still want to market to as many people as possible, but we have this ability now with this technology and with the different tools that NTB360 has, you can really focus in on a 5-mile radius, right? And you can reach this exact same amount of people in that 5-mile radius as it would take, you know, 20 years ago with radio commercials but cost-wise, it was so much more in radio to advertise than what we provide. And again, we're reaching the same amount of people, and we're able to target and key in. And then once we reach them on one platform, we can reach them and on a different, and we can keep that top-of-mind awareness.
That's what I love about building out these campaigns as well is you might hit a limit on pay-per-click, right? It's like there's only so many people searching in this particular area, and you see diminishing returns over time. And so being able to bundle in different areas so that you can build out a true focus, right? When you're in the screens, you can always saturate a little bit more. You can double up. You can start to do some of these sponsorship packages and things to be able to spend more time with your audience. But then we've got these other products to make sure that as you're going through that customer journey, that it's a successful one. As we were talking about earlier, it's the reason why these bundles have been successful is because you can spark that interest in a way that no one else has access to with those screens, and then follow that all the way through to say, what are you going to experience when you get online? You're going to look at that Google Business Profile. You're going to look at the social media. You're going to look at the website, and we can increase the conversions across that path by using all of those tools in synchrony. But you also spoke to another important piece, which is AI, right? It's constantly evolving, it's changing, it's fearsome, it's also exciting, but that's what's also beautiful about the Indoor Digital Billboard Network, right? There is not an answer for that AI can provide. You know, there's all these different pieces in digital marketing that starts to make things a little bit more easy to access by clientele, but you have your own unique network, you know, essentially a TV network in this entire area that is resistant to that. And it speaks a little bit to, future proofing as you continue to look into it. And is that something that really attracted you guys when you first saw this of like, how is this going to move into the future of the longevity of this business?
Oh yeah. That was one of the most attractive things to this is because in an ever evolving industry like marketing and advertising, billboards are constant.
Yeah.
They're the same. And I think, that's kind of the key of, well, what do we put money towards to be able to get the most impressions? Because that's ultimately what a consumer is paying for, are impressions. And I think with billboards, that's a constant solution that will never change because that's something that we can easily calculate. That's something that ultimately we know our target audience, we know where we need to put that. And we don't have to worry about anything on the AI side of things because, well, our business is constant. So, yeah.
And I love that, because there is a lot of fear in the marketplace around that right now. It's going to change things very rapidly over the next couple of years. And obviously we have an entire team that's sitting there just researching and developing different solutions and trying to make sure that we stay in the forefront of that for you guys. But it's so cool that the core of everything is so resistant towards that in the future as well. Now, beyond the financial returns and the things that we've discussed from there, how much of the flexibility of schedule came into your decision-making process and the lifestyle that you can develop with this particular business?
Well, that works both ways because it could also take as much time as you're willing to give it. And so we were just having this conversation last night, weren't we? But it certainly... It's very important to me to have time with my kids and my wife and my family doing things. And the amount of time that I can spend on this is, again, it's how many hours in a day, right?
Yeah.
I could. But it certainly provides the opportunity for me to have flexibility. It's not a 9-to-5 job in terms of, you clock in, you clock out. But I think that's the appeal to owning your own business, right?
Yeah.
But again, it goes both ways. and you have to be able to have the discipline,
yes,
to limit your time. And one of the things that I've learned in my career is to, put it on the calendar. If it's a family event or something, put it on the calendar. And I don't schedule meetings or appointments at that time. Sometimes in other careers, you might not have that leeway and that flexibility.
Yeah.
But with NTP 360, you certainly have that ability to do so. And that's important to me. That
yes.
was very important to me. So some of the other franchises that we actually were looking at, it didn't give me that leeway.
No.
and I had to really ask myself, am I willing to jeopardize what I worked so hard to achieve with my family in terms providing a healthy living that gave me that flexibility? And at the end of the day, clearly it wasn't something I was willing to do. And so that was important to me.
I think both of our wives could probably talk all day about giving us an unlimited opportunity to consistently work.
Yeah.
It works both ways, right?
Yeah.
But that's what's exciting, because when you find a passion or you find something that you truly enjoy, what am I going to do? Go home and sit and watch Netflix, right? Like, it's so exciting to build something. And I think that's built into every entrepreneur, right? It's just that overwhelming feeling of like, I have a purpose to build this. I know that I can do it. I can beat the odds. I can go out there and do what's necessary. And I think that's what makes someone successful in the first place. And sometimes you have to take a step back and go, all right, I also have to go and do other things and get out there.
It's a difficult balance, but, sometimes we we have the voice on each shoulder and, saying, hey, no, do a little bit more work, do a little bit less work, whatever the case may be. But,
I think that's what's really interesting about the flexibility, right? Is that you get to work as much as you find necessary and as much as you want to grow, but you also don't have to in that moment, right? So it's a baseball game. There's a graduation, there's things with your family. You can work your schedule around that because it's not necessary to be there. And, I fall into that trap with retail businesses where it's like, I can't close. You know, I can't just shut down. I'm going to have 15 negative reviews tomorrow because I wasn't open during the time I was supposed to. And you get this sense of being trapped sometimes. I mean, and that's a frustrating place to be when you're working so hard to build something. And part of that is building a life that you can truly enjoy. Instead, you're sitting there going, all right, I still have to wait to lock this door or do this thing and be available during these hours. Whereas this really ultimately gives you that freedom to say, hey, I can work as hard as I need to build something and truly make a change, but I also can go to the games. I can make it home for dinner. I can do things that really matter.
Absolutely.
Based on your extensive experience as a broker, what are the top 2 to 3 qualities or characteristics of an entrepreneur who you believe will truly excel in this? I know we talked a little bit about that before, and it's not for everybody, of course, but for the people that it fits. So what do you think are a couple characteristics that are really going to drive someone to be successful in NTB 360?
That's a really great question. I think that this opportunity by no means is for everybody. I think, you know, some of the key factors that you guys would have to look for in a potential franchisee is the very things that we should be asking ourselves, which is what are our strengths and weaknesses, right? And our number one strength has to be, we have to be a people person to be able to do this. And Tommy, it's funny because whenever I brought up NTB to Tommy, I was immediately drawn to like, this would be a perfect fit because Tommy is very personable. Tommy is also very sales driven, but you also have to have an operational mindset too. So I think it's kind of a balance of everything on that front. And I think if you aren't very candidate facing, this is not business for you. If you're not very community driven, it's not the business for you. If you're not going to be in your B&Is and your chambers, if your intent is to only make money, then this is probably not the business for you. However, it can be a very lucrative business if you do have all those characteristics and traits. So, and I think that was kind of the number one thing that just attracted us to this is, you know, I know we kind of spoke on time. I think this offers residual income, and there's not many franchises that offer residual income like this.
Yeah.
And the more time that you put into it, the more money you get to make on the back end that allows you to be able to go out and do even more of building up your local community, doing more amongst your peers and growing your business. So I think it's just overall, I know we talked on this last night as far as with rising tides lift all boats. This truly is one of the best franchises that I've come across that can successfully say that they do that.
I love that so much. Get to know you guys better. And I can tell that passion, right? And that's, I think, what makes a genuine entrepreneur is having a passion for what you do.
Yeah.
But I think that's always what's made this so unique and so attractive to myself and to others that I talk to all the time. It's just, I get to be a part of that community. I get to go and help other people out there in that community. And it naturally enriches myself and my family through just doing good in the community. I mean, every event that you go to support something is another opportunity to meet people who need your services and need your help. And that's a really cool feature of this business. It gets you out. It gets you about. You're not trapped behind an office or a desk and just dialing the phones all the time. You get to go to Wind Down Wednesdays and you know, have a cocktail or two with people, and you're somehow making money from that. And reoccurring revenue is always the theme, right? That's what anybody dreams of when you're looking into a business, is knowing that next month you have that steady income coming in. I mean, you're going to lose some clients, you're going to gain some clients, but as we talked about before, if you build that right strategy, you have different eggs in different baskets that becomes very stable and very easy to replicate and scale as you continue to go forward. And so it's always so exciting to be able to look into next month and kind of have a little bit of knowledge of what that's going to be. Not always like, you know, some business I've been a part of in the past where it's like, I've got a metric of what this looked like last year. I've got an idea based off of historical data on what I can see. But I don't know if those people are coming back. They haven't already signed up. There's no contract. There's no idea of like what's happening next month. And that's scary in an entrepreneurship position. You know, you got to weather the storm sometimes. Whereas this feels a little bit more confident in saying, I know, you know, as long as they're having a good experience, I've got a good relationship, I'm going to have that money coming in tomorrow, which lets you spend a little bit more time in the community, which then is that feedback that gets you back into more people's attention. And it just continues to grow in that way as long as you're out there and moving shape.
That's right.
Yeah.
you've just launched, right? We're getting out there. We're going to go have a great time. What's your plan or strategy for market penetration in the first 90 days?
Zach's touched on this many times. It's joining different organizations and groups that are in peer-to-peer groups. And then ultimately for me, I've had a couple different thoughts coming into training. I may have altered it after hearing Ron's presentation, but I think there's a zone and a territory within my territory that I think capitalizing in this particular area will be probably the best place to start and working my way or, expanding from that. But in terms, again, just being in the community, I kind of need to rebrand myself, my own personal brand, because I'm going to be showing up to these meetings and they're going to look at me and say, oh, our lender's here. And I need to say, I no longer do that. But I've got something even better for you. Yeah.
Well, we're definitely going to help you rebrand everything. I know we were talking about LinkedIn and all these other areas as well. But it's not a total rebrand, right? It's just more of, this is what I can offer you now. I'm still the same person who's cared and genuinely been there for you throughout the time. And you're already so integrated into it. We're so excited to see how that kindling's going to turn into a fire right off the bat for you. And you touched on a really important part there, which was, you've got this territory here, but being able to break it into bite-sized pieces and understand how to scale that in an effective way instead of just kind of chicken poxing all over the map, right? It's about a focused endeavor and continuously building that allows you to saturate a zone enough to when you talk to an advertiser, it's like, I can get you in front of here rather than somewhere in the little dots everywhere. And I think that that's been one of the more successful ways to continue to scale. If another broker or business buyer asked why you choose NTB360, what would you tell them?
It was a natural fit, kind of playing off of talking points that we've already hit,
yeah.
But ultimately low overhead, low employee count, residual income, scalability, and terms of being able to actually provide value on a local base, I think that this more than checked those boxes. So that would be my response.
I was looking for a business that would give me some financial security, of course, for my family. And then ultimately, I wanted something that was scalable, something that gave me the opportunity to grow beyond just maybe one particular territory. And this is a very scalable business. And as we just talked about, you have little mini scales, right? So you can start with your territory, but then you have your zone. You can scale out to your other zones, your other pockets within your community. But again, everything else we've talked about, the flexibility, the scalability, the profitability, all the illies out there, it checks the boxes.
Well, it's been such a pleasure having you both here. Zach, Tommy, we really enjoyed getting to know you guys. We're honestly, genuinely excited to watch that growth, and your guys' mindset, I think, is going to be perfect for this. So thank you for joining us on the podcast, and for everybody at home, we'll see you soon.
For more information on how to become an NTB360 franchisee, please contact us at ntv360.com. NTV360, watch us.